live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, producing this evening. Joining me now from Philadelphia, which is not where he wanted to be this evening, Brad Curtis, who is with NBC Sports, has also a big Lansing connection in broadcasting over the years, actually did a stint in this very building for a time. Good evening, Brad.
Hey, how you doing, Cheryl?
I'm doing really well. Okay, you're not supposed to be in Philadelphia tonight. The game was Sunday night football game this week on NBC was supposed to be Philadelphia versus the Vikings, and then the snow came.
Yes, it did, and they canceled the game, or actually postponed it as of about 2 p.m. Yesterday afternoon. And the reason being... was not that the teams couldn't play in that kind of weather. I mean, over the years, we've all seen football games and played in much worse weather conditions than we had here in Philadelphia last night. It was that the city was concerned about the residents and the spectators getting safely to and from the event. It's my understanding that, way back when, I don't know this for sure, but it's just a story I heard in the stadium, that... several years ago, they had an incident at the Spectrum, which is across the parking lot. Hurricane or some big storm came through and blew out a bunch of windows in the Spectrum while there was a game being played, and some spectators were injured. And ever since then, the city of Philadelphia has been very concerned about the safety of their spectators. So they got together with the NFL and basically came to the agreement that they would postpone the game until Tuesday night at 8 p.m.
Now, you, your capacity working Sunday night football for NBC Sports is technical supervisor in the broadcast booth. You're supposed to be headed for Seattle on Thursday to do this all over again out there.
That's correct.
Not much time at home in between this time.
No, I'm going to get about maybe 12 hours at home. We'll finish and wrap up this game. It'll go off the air around 11:30 or so our time. And then it's another 3 or 4 hours to knock it all down, pack it all up. And the really difficult portion of this whole thing is going to be getting the television trucks. We use the same set of semis, which is essentially a rolling television station for every show every week. And the problem is going to be getting those trucks to roll out of Lincoln Financial Center by 6 a.m., Wednesday morning and make it to the stadium in Seattle. Right now they're looking at getting the trucks there at 6 a.m. on Friday, and that's based on perfect conditions.
And that's like a day later than they usually like them to be there, correct?
That's true, yes. We'll
I'm doing the math.
Yes, from the moment we start plugging those trucks in, we'll be about a day behind.
Oh,
and
boy.
So I get to battle airports Wednesday morning. Going home, I get to spend about, 12 hours at home or so, and, bright and early Thursday morning, I gotta be on a flight to, Seattle, so I'm hoping for decent weather.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and getting the crew there is a problem just like getting the trucks there. What are the ramifications of delaying the game a couple of days? Are there any in terms of scheduling and so forth?
Well, sure. They brought in booking people from New York just to handle all the changes in flights and all the massive amount of logistic changes to haul this show across the country. I mean, you're talking about basically rebooking 120 to 150 people on different flights, trying to get them home, trying to get them across the country, as well as the trucks, all the hotel accommodations, rental cars, and everything involved there. So logistically, it's a mess. And they brought in a lot of additional people who sat up all night long on computers last night, rebooking people, because one of the things was we're now into what's called the flex season, which means we're on a 6-day pick. We did not know where we were going to be next Sunday until last night until when all the afternoon Sunday games were done. Then they made the decision as to what game we're going to do the following Sunday. So our crew, our management, nobody even knew where we were going, let alone that we were going to get there late.
And go across the country. Couldn't have been farther away.
Right. Well, we were all, the guys on the crew were all pulling for Indianapolis, basically because, well, it's close to me, but it's also an indoor stadium, and it's nice and toasty warm. But nonetheless, we're going to Seattle. And I don't expect Seattle's going to be nearly as bad as it is here. Their weather forecast is for like 44 degrees and rain as usual in Seattle.
Well, okay, you're sitting there in Philadelphia. You don't have a lot of time on your hands because you still had to do the Sunday night show, not the game, but the other Sunday night show on NBC. You're from Michigan. I mean, you're in kind of northern Michigan, north of Grand Rapids at this point in time. Is this a lot of snow to you?
No, I really have to agree wholeheartedly with Lisa Farrell. I mean, she put it very well. I got out of the stadium last night, and the snow was blowing and drifting. They got a foot. They got 12 inches in Philadelphia. And where I live these days, my neighbors would be complaining because that's not enough for them to ride their snowmobiles yet.
There you go.
And I'm looking at this and looking at the boys going, you know, where I come from, we call this a dusting. And yet the entire, but the other thing that you have to understand is that the city of Philadelphia in one night got 50% of their annual snowfall.
There you go.
And they're just not set up to handle that kind of storm the way we are in Michigan. I mean, we're used to it. And, you know, our snowplows and trucks are, you know, ready to go. And, you know, all of our airports, you know, Metro is, as well as Grand Rapids, you know, when a storm's coming, you can see those plows sitting at the end of the runway waiting for it. Here in Philadelphia, they're not used to that, and they don't have the infrastructure as ready to go as we do.
To handle it. Well, Brad, you also understand in broadcasting that I'm going to have to go now to hit a hard break. I appreciate you joining me this evening from Philly. Brad Curtis, NBC Sunday Night, NBC Sports, actually, technical supervisor in the broadcast booth. So nice to talk with you. Safe travels.
Okay, take care, Cheryl. Nice talking to you.
Thanks so much. We'll be back with Fritz and Friends in just a minute.